Well, now to West Virginia, which holds its presidential primary tomorrow. Hillary Clinton still grappling with her line in March at a CNN forum about putting coal miners out of work. It was taken out of context. This is what she said.
I'm the only candidate which has a policy about how to bring economic opportunity using clean, renewable energy as the key into coal country. Because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. And we're going to make it clear that we don't want to forget those people. Those people labored in those mines for generations, losing their health, often losing their lives, to turn on our lights and power our factories.
Many coal miners didn't hear that last part, and one, Bo Copley, politely took her to task when she came to Williamson, West Virginia, for a community roundtable last week.
I just want to know how you can say you're going to put a lot of coal miners out of jobs, and then come in here and tell us how you're going to be our friend.
I have been talking about...
Bo Copley was laid off from his job as a maintenance planner at a West Virginia mine whose owner filed for bankruptcy this year. He's a father of three, and he joins us now by Skype. Bo, what's this week been like?
Well, it's been one of the craziest weeks of my life, for sure. A week ago today, the only people I know that would have valued my opinion would have been one of our soccer kids. but now it seems like everyone wants to know what we're going through. And the big question everybody keeps asking me, who are you going to vote for?
Okay, well, let's get that out of the way. Have you decided?
No, okay. I have not decided yet. No.
Okay, well, let's talk about what did you want to say to Hillary Clinton?
Well, honestly, I just kept praying and asking God what he wanted me to say. The answer that kept coming back to me, and it came back pretty clear, was show her a picture of your kids and let her see who are truly affected by statements like we're going to put these people out of work.
Yeah. Very powerful, very emotional. First, let me ask you, had you heard the context that line was in? Had you heard it before you spoke to her, and have you heard it since?
I had not heard the entire video. I've seen it and heard it since. And I know that she mentions the clean energy beforehand, and I think it's a little different. I still believe that they plan on replacing coal completely with cleaner energies, but those technologies haven't been completely developed yet, and we're still sitting here with no jobs. So,
but she also said, Bo, that she needed to bring new jobs with new technology to the region because she didn't want to leave people like you behind. You know, I know you worked above ground strategy, but people who devoted their lives to getting the lights turned on. She was very clear. You know, some people think that Donald Trump is lying to people like you when he says he's going to bring these jobs back.
Well, honestly, that's one reason why I haven't made up my mind who I will vote for, because it's easy for these people to say we're going to bring this and we're going to bring that. But when you don't have a clear cut answer and you have not heard this is how we're going to do it, those are the things I'm interested in.
No, there are people who are as critical as they may be of Donald Trump for saying he's going to bring jobs back that people don't think are coming back. They feel that Hillary Clinton should have been more honest with you in that sit down. She said that she had misspoken, and there are people who, you know, feel that coal mine industry people like you should be told that coal power plants are causing over 13,000 premature deaths. This is in 2010. That globally, air pollution is killing 3 million people a year. That countries are signing treaties that say that they have to keep that coal in the ground. That she should have been even more honest with you about the fact that those jobs are not coming back.
Well, yeah, I mean, those are statistics I've never heard.
You haven't?
No, we've never heard anything like that before. I know that the air pollution is one of the reasons why they want these coal-fired power plants to be upgraded, but really, I've never heard that. Even when Senator Manchin was there, they were just talking about how, you know, we'll never be able to completely do away with coal because coal and nuclear are the only two 24/7 electric producers that we have.
Yeah. Well, those stats are from the Clean Air Task Force and other organizations that monitor air. And it's pretty much a accepted thinking that coal is going to have to go away. Terrible, terrible blow.
Well, it may be accepted where you're from, but it's not accepted where we're from.
I hear you. What do you think happens now? Even if you think some jobs are going to remain, do you think people that you know are open to, or maybe even are demanding or want training for different kinds of jobs?
Sure. The people around me that I know are especially those that aren't working, you know, we're open to new training. It's just, is that technology or is that job that's coming in or possibly will come in, will it be able to compete with the amount of money we were making on what we were doing before?
Well, and remind people, I thought this was astonishing. You actually had a trail to a good line of work in a car dealership. You'd worked your way up to a really high job there. But what was it, three times? You made three times the amount when you got into coal?
Yes, I was a parts manager, but my base pay was only $26,000. So
yeah,
there's not a lot that can compete with the actually there's nothing in our area really that can compete with the jobs that we know that we have.
Yeah. Or had in your case.
Or had, yes.
Do I understand that your wife with her photography is supporting the family now?
Yes. Yes. Charlie Lifestyle Photography. My wife is amazing. God lets her see things that no one else sees until after she's taken the picture, and then whenever she shows the picture, it's like, oh, now I see it.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll make sure we link to it at our website. Bo Copley, unemployed coal miner there in West Virginia. Bo, thanks so much. And by the way, if you make up your mind, we'd love to talk to you after the primary so we know how you voted.
Okay, thank you.